Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, 3:04 a.m. Okay, I've been up for about an hour. Of course, I had to do my usual stuff. My painting medium mixed up and getting paint mixed up. So I thought I'd start some posts here. Get some music on, get going. And, anyway, it's pretty warm out here. It's 81 in the studio / garage. And you can hear the fan working in the background. It's 75 outside, and it's really not cooling anything off. So, it'll be a warm morning today and a warm day. It's not supposed to be all that hot either. It's hotter. It's supposed to have been hotter yesterday. Let's see what it says. What's today? Okay, so today is 102, so similar to the yesterday. 100 tomorrow, 99 on Monday, which is all about the same. So it starts to cool off on Tuesday. And Wednesday, Thursday is the coolest, at 92, lower 90s. So starting Tuesday, mid to lower 90s. And no more of this extremely hot weather. Yeah, today's a paint day, so let's start. How's that one? Let's see, put some music on. Okay, jeez, what's with my throat? Let's see, let me take a break here. Oh, what time is it? The time is 5:02. Gotta go for my walk in about a half an hour. The dog's already been saying, let's go for a walk now. No, it's too dark out, jeez, dog. Okay, let me back up here, not back up on the dog with my little rollers. Oops. Okay. That fan's helping. It's cooling off a little bit finally. I don't feel so warm. So I guess the air got cooler outside. Okay, so I am extending the light beyond where I was on the floor. So it's actually opening up the painting a lot more now because it was kind of like cut off. In the development of this painting, it's just like all my other stuff. I go through and I draw stuff, and I start off the painting in a drawing mode with paint. So I'm drawing with paint. I really don't know what the colors are going to do, because I'm not a genius. Nobody could really figure out what it's going to do. You have a general idea, but that's not what it's really going to do. Okay? So I put stuff down, and I kind of like little placeholders. I said, well, maybe this will work. I'll paint that, and it works for the time being. And then later on, I start going, oh, yeah, let's do this, and I'll paint over it again. And like I said, a lot of my paintings have like, what? 4, 5, 6 layers, some 8 layers of paint on it. And those layers aren't that thick. They're pretty thin. It's a thin film of paint. And but the color changes. And, of course, depending what color you put down first will affect what's on top, okay? Because paint's not really that opaque. A lot of the pigments are not that opaque. Titanium white's really opaque. What else is opaque here? Those cadmiums always seem to be real opaque too. Let's see. Opaqueness, where's that? Nevada? Semi-transparent. Oh, that's Hansa yellow light. Zinc yellow. Semi-transparent. Where's that? There it is. Okay. Yeah, see? Cadmium yellow, medium pure. Where'd all this paint come from? I got it all in my hand here. I know where it came from. That's the alizarin crimson. I saw the oil leaking out of it when I put it down. So let me wipe that up here real fast. Oh yeah, look at that. Jeez. You know, sometimes they put a lot of oil in these tubes. You know, you'll squeeze the pigment out, and all this oil comes spewing out. There we go. Okay. Oops. Ran over my cable there. There we go. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, when you put a layer down, and, you know, it's kind of like a place, and I know when I'm drawing, it's more of a placeholder. I know I'm going to paint over it again, you know, unless it's just perfect, which is rare, because it's, and I guess it really does depend on the painting, because the first layer is going to be thinner anyway, you know, so... Unless that thinness of the paint works really well, it's rare that you leave an original idea down and not paint over it. But anyway, so like I said, I'm painting over some of this what was kind of a grayish, bluish green, and lightening it up with more pure color, and it seems to be working pretty good. Boy, there's a lot to do on this painting still, and I wish I could just work on it all the time, but I've got other stuff to do that needs to get done. So another chicken died yesterday, so I gotta dig another grave. Oh boy, so that's okay. So we had a chicken die about a couple weeks ago, and she was the oldest. Then my neighbor's cat, who was coming down here, because he liked coming down here to play with the other cats and talk to my wife and whatever. It got ran over. And so my wife was really very upset, and she scooped it up, went up and told my neighbor, and he's okay. He was okay with my wife burying it, so that meant I had to dig another grave for the cat. And so then we have this other chicken that died yesterday. That was all of a sudden. So it was going. So I don't know how old it was. I got to talk to the wife about how old that chicken was. Okay, but you know, the thing about painting. Let's get back to that, huh? When you're painting, you look at stuff and, oh, there's so many different possibilities of what could be done, you know. And it's fun because you end up with something that's, hey, that's pretty interesting. And you can see that the work's involved. I really don't like looking at some paintings and you look at stuff and it's like, yeah, there's really not that much work I see, you know? I mean, and I'm not saying that it's got to be all intricate and all that sort of stuff, because I've seen some stuff that's really just, somebody just put some paint on and it looks like it could have probably been done in an hour, but man, that's a lot of work, you know? You could see the work. You could see the idea that he put down. He or she. Let's get correct on that. So I've seen lots of good stuff that's not necessarily complicated, but you could see that there's work involved. And that's the main thing that for me, it's just fun to figure out what's going on and try to make it work. So let me get back to painting. Oops. Jeez, this cable is just, ooh boy. It's just doing weird stuff here. So let me get going here. Okay, 6:20 a.m. So, wow, still quite a wide ways there, huh? I left about a little over half an hour ago. So, it was a shorter walk today, like I said. I was going to start doing that on weekends,
do my short walk. And I don't know why, but it sounds like a good idea. Man, it's warm out there. Jeez. I don't believe it. So you hear the fan still going, and it's not all that cool in here. So let me lift my weights, and I'll get my armor off, lift my weights, and do some watering, and I'll be back. Okay, 10:12 a.m. Okay, got the chicken buried. Ate breakfast, fed the dog breakfast, did some other chores back there and watered the front and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm out here to start painting now. I got to bring the dog, Angel, also known as Chaos, out here to the studio/garage and get to work. So, and of course you can tell it's laundry day today too, apparently. So laundry going, making noise. Got to turn that music up and drown it out. Be back in a bit.
Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play.
Okay, 10:58, I thought I'd take a little break and post a little something here. You know, I'm painting the square part of the floor, it's a grid pattern, and I'm painting the green part. And so I'm going to have to do another coat over what I've just painted the past couple of days here, several days or last week or whatever you call it. And in the meantime, I'm clarifying the lines with the grid, okay? And the grid is divided by black lines or dark lines. And so after I'm done with this, I'll go over and paint the black lines or dark lines after I paint the main planes in the floor. So, and then I'll come back and paint what I've been painting over again. Because it really needs a second coat. I could see underpainting, and it doesn't really look nice. because you can tell it needs something. So I'd rather paint the dark spots as dark with a pigment dark than have something come up from underneath and make it look dark. If that makes any sense, because the paint on top is too thin, the darker layer below shows. But I'll actually have a dark layer, that dark layer that's showing from underneath the thinly painted top layer, to guide me as to how dark I want to make the final pigment or the top coat. Okay, so that's basically what I'm doing. So let me get back to painting.
Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what your children say. Skip a rope.
Ah, 12:12. Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna stop now. I gotta take a shower and get some stuff done this afternoon. So might as well quit here. I'm in a good spot to quit. Looking a lot better. I could see where this painting's really gonna open up once I finish this part. So I'm a little excited about it. So that means I'll probably be working on it tomorrow, even though it's Sunday, and we got church to go to. I'll have to get up early and start early. Okay, so everybody have a good one.